you know, you can read all those books, and I love reading those books about, like, you know, just all these amazing things, like The Power of Now and all these, you know,
yeah, you were going through a period there where you're buying so many self-help books.
Self-help isn't really the right word. They're all quite spiritual books, I suppose, in a way. But I don't know, whatever they are, it's amazing to actually see it tested, is what I would say. And do you know what? They all say the same thing, and it's absolutely true.
Eat ass. What did they say?
Snorkel my hand is what they all say. No, not in so many words. And do you know what? I'll not spoil the message for you. I'd like you all to read these books yourselves and take from those, take from that what you will.
How dare you?
And that is a Swedish death metal remix of our girl Greta Thunberg. Fair play. I mean, if she's 16, see, if I was 16 and I was on that stage and I was getting upset about shit, it wouldn't be global warming. Do you know what I mean? I'd be like, Limp Bizkit are the best fucking band in the world. That's a fact. And then I look back at my notes. Where the fuck is the chain that I wear on my jeans at home? A wallet that has fucking no money in it and a bus ticket? Hey, fuck, how dare you, bastard? That's the fucking third time this week that I've fucking had a baby wipe my Dunlop green flashes. Who the fuck used the rest of my fucking red docks? This is in the days when I could make hair jokes. So, you know, it was fucking millennia ago. You know what I'm saying?
How dare you?
How brutal was you've been framed? It was the original fucking, like, feels video. Some of the things you're like, are they okay, bro? Do you know what I mean? And they don't even fucking reference it. They just go, whoops. Doink. Make a funny noise. You know, like some 70-year-old goes to grab a fucking rope swing and she hasn't held her weight in fucking, like, 55 years. And she goes to swing and snaps and she does a half somersault and lands on her neck. She's like, doink. And there's a da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
immediately. Fucking 12-year-old comes down a hill and hits a fucking ramp, goes head first, lands, you know that where you land on your face and your body folds over the top and your neck snaps. Spent the rest of his life in a chair. 250 quid though, I'll get you some new fucking trainers. Oh, someone's racing a fucking fucking caravan, and then the wind catches and the caravan rolls over. What happened? They all fucking died. The gas bottle that was attached to the fucking thing popped open and exploded and blew their fucking heads off. Oh, someone greased up the floor in their kitchen, and then a kid runs in, smashes into the cooker. What happened? Cut his fucking artery in his groin and bled out in the kitchen, and she's just left there holding this fucking baby corpse. Not a there's never a follow-up on You've Been Framed, is there? Oh, someone's fucking flying around a go-kart track. Spins out, goes on fire. On to the next one. What happened to him? Burnt his fucking eyelids off. Was strapped in. Couldn't move. On fire with petrol. You've Been Framed. Where are they now? The most depressing show of all time.
I thought it would be a good idea to get on the children's fucking Segway, and then I slipped and my head, my neck hit the corner of the steps. Now I feed through a tube. I used the 250 pounds to buy a blender to liquidate my food.
Oh, Jesus, fuck my hole.
So, we'll finish on this. Perineum sunning is the latest insanity wellness influence. Is the latest insanity wellness influencer swear by? Hey, punctuate that. The hottest trend gripping wellness diehards is tanning their butts or perineum sunning. Fuck clean air. The caption to her original photo reads, 30 seconds of sunlight on your butthole is the equivalent of a day full of sunlight with your clothes on. What the fuck are you talking about? Exclamation marks. The intention of this is not to tan your butthole. So there you go. Now, I don't know who's aim it is to actually tan your butthole, because you find me a butthole that doesn't already look tanned. Hey, you find me an asshole or a fucking taint or a ball bag or a cock that doesn't look like it's already had 70 years of hard sunlight. I mean, I'm white as shit. I'm the fat Voldemort, you know what I'm saying? The only bit of my body
that looks like it's had some is my asshole and my ball bag.
Now, guys, thanks for coming out to the retreat where we're going to sun the perineums, a.k.a. the gooch, a.k.a. the taint. We're going to get some sun on it. If you want to remove your undercrackers and we can throw your legs above your head. And, oh, cool, have you done this before? No, I mean, I haven't. Well, it's strange because it looks like you've really got a decent tan on your fucking balloon knot and your scrotum and your cock shaft. The rest of your body looks like fucking milk, but your dick looks like it's nice and tanned. You look like you've got a Ron Seal anus.
My dick looks like a sweet potato. And that brings us to the end of this podcast.
I watch Game Changers, okay? I watch Game Changers, the documentary, which they're basically showcasing like athletes who are vegan or plant-based. I don't know the fucking ins and outs of it, but I'm sure if you read into the conspiracy side of it, people will be like, oh, that's big, you know, that's the pea protein companies paying for that. We're going to do a test here. We got these three fucking, you know, NFL football players, which is another thing to take into consideration. You're like, you can't just be like, we fed one of these guys a fucking beef burrito and we fed the other guy a fucking bean burrito, and then they walk up with the blood, having not showed you any sort of tests, and went, this is your blood, it's all cloudy because you had steak, and this is your blood, it, you know, the plasma whatever is like all fucking clear because you had a bean burrito. And people see that and go, okay, blood clear when I eat fucking stuff. No one ever goes, oh, and be an elite athlete. Do you know what I mean? I know some fucking heap of shit is gonna see that and go, well, see you next time I'm in Belgium. I'm gonna swap between a beef burrito and I'm gonna get a bean burrito and my blood's gonna be clear, and then the next one I'm gonna be in the NFL. Arnold Schwarzenegger. They tell you that men are supposed to eat meat. I didn't know that I could get my protein from vegetables. And you're like, oh, cool, bro. Did you get fucking Diana ball from a carrot? Oh, what are you eating, bro? Those fucking HGH fucking parsnips? Yeah. And then fucking Lewis Hamilton.
Oh yeah, for my performance increased whenever I started a fucking plant-based diet.
You're in a car? You're putting fucking quinoa in the Mercedes, you dickhead?
Oh yeah, just let me bowl avocados and then I get in the car that does fucking 300 mile an hour.
Stupid cunt. Oh Lewis, I see you won that race there in this fucking high-performance Formula One car. What did you have for your breakfast?
I had an avocado on toast.
See? Smart cunt. He's a smart man, isn't he? Now, if he'd had a fucking bacon and egg sandwich, he'd have put that fucking Mercedes in there fucking ditch, stupid cunt. What does Schwarzenegger's tits look like? Yeah, man, I basically sacked my whole fucking team of mechanics, and I don't know whether it was that or, you know, the fact that I had a fucking kale smoothie for my breakfast that really got that car across the line, but, you know, when I was looking across at the other driver and he was like, we're like flat out, I knew rightly. At that point, you know, it was the whole grain rice that I'd had 2 days before, which made my shit glide right out of my body.
I had a nice, you know, carrot and coriander soup, and that really made the car perform better when I was racing Formula One.
Lewis, you're so white. I found out a fun fact, though. I did a bit of my act, which isn't really in this tour, but I thought I would throw it in from last year's tour about, like, throwing up when you're drunk and you get a cramp in your gooch. You know, that's very... I don't know whether that's popular enough for men, but I've certainly thrown up so hard that I got a cramp in my gooch. And there was a lovely gentleman in the crowd, and he's a doctor or something. He's like, oh, yeah, that's called a cockagial spasm. Now, let's Google that, because my Google history is already compromised from the amount of shit that I've looked up in the past. Cockatiel? Is that a bird? Cockatoo? Oh my god, I'm having 9 strokes. Now, I've went down... This is a real wormhole when you accidentally spell a thing wrong and you're like, oh, cockatiel spasm. I'm looking for something when your taint spasms up whenever you vomit. And then I've typed in cockat and it said, did you mean cockatiel spasm? And now I'm in the world of disabled budgies. Look at that. Look at that photograph. Someone has their cockatiel sitting on the... Someone's got a blow-up male sex doll with a fucking erect cock, and the bird is sitting on the cock. What's going on in your house where you have a live bird and a blow-up male sex doll, and the bird is sitting on, perched on the cock? What have I got myself into here? Budgies. Can birds have Down syndrome? While we're at it, do you know what I mean? I've already fucking cancelled myself in this career. Can birds
have Down syndrome, and someone's already Googled it.
Wow.
Now, talk about clickbait. 14 animals. Here are 14 beautiful animals with Down syndrome. There's a tiger with Down syndrome. There's a fucking orangutan with Down syndrome. Now, there's a white dolphin. What is a white? Hold on a second, I Google this, because this may be the physique that I'm going for. If you type in white dolphin, now this is, what am I doing? Down's syndrome. And it comes up, Jesus Christ. Yep, that's the physique I'm going for. If you type in white dolphin Down syndrome, the second image that comes up, that is exactly the physique I have. Now, I don't know where yes, the cockagiel spasm. Yeah, so this nice doctor fellow was like, yeah, you can get a cockagiel spasm in your fucking gooch if you vomit too hard. And I was like, see? I'm so good at observational comedy that I'm literally have a medical degree now. Now, retarded. Unbelievable. Now, if you take that last 10 minutes that I've done, if you have something against me and you're like, this guy's absolutely disgusting, he doesn't deserve to work, that's the 10 minutes. Of all the shit I've said over the years, see that 10 minutes? You know, it'll be on UTV Live. Semi-well-known comedian Colin Geddes is having his career cancelled after Down Syndrome Dolphin Gate.
What? What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
Isn't that the best fucking clip of all time? This is one of these things where, like, I'll play this and people will be like, bro, did you not have a fucking Nokia 3310? You know, like, that's how old that fucking video is.
Tell you what's better than that. Guys fucking broads.
What's better than this? Getting sucked off. Imagine the next bit he just remembers. What's better than this? Guys being dudes. Oh, I know what's better than this.
Skittles?
Yeah. A nice... A nice piece of fish. What's better than this? Shitting.
Waking up happy every morning beside someone you love.
And masturbating while they sleep. You pretend to snore.
Just going to bed knowing you're not alone.
What's better than this? Oh yeah, farting.
Ever see a spider make a web in a dewy morning?
Fuck jokes, by the way. Fuck jokes. What's better than this? Oh yeah, Asher's sausage rolls.
You ever tasted pineapple Fanta?
Is there pineapple Fanta? Oh my god.
Fucking legit.
Fucking game over, sir.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes.
What's better than this? Guys being dudes. Oh, I remember. When you go to McDonald's and you ask for curry sauce, it gives you like 9 of them. That's better than guys being dudes. What's better than this? Guys being dudes. Oh, I know. Winning the lottery.
You ever pet a puppy?
Better than guys being dudes. Do you ever get your dick sucked by 3 Thai men or women? That's better than guys being dudes. That is guys being dudes. That's women being dudes.
Give me a yoke with plenty of pork and a cat of easy start. And 1,500 acres hauling 40 ton of grass.
That didn't rhyme at all, bro. The kind of easy start. Something, 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 fart.
He went, rrrr, grass.
Bro. Not words. He looks like he's fucking miming to his own song there, and he just panicked, and he just went, losing, Seaman, Wayman, Damon. Naming all the Wayans brothers. He's hailing, sliding, digging, raking, wearing, Sarwin, losing, wearing. Wearing, Sarwin, bearing, bearing. What are you saying? What's he saying, like? Wearing, Sarwin, losing, wearing. Six million hits, bro. Wearing, staring, losing, wearing, sneering, musing, mirroring. I mean, he can write a country hit, but by fuck, does he have rhythm? No. But do you know what? I can slag him all day, but do you know what I mean? Clutching, spinning, sliding, digging, raking, wearing, staring, losing,
The cunt is just wearing, serwin, losing, swearing all day long. And, you know, there's not much that I can say about him to slag him because he's wearing, serwin, losing, smearing all day. Well, that's the end of the podcast because I couldn't possibly move on from there because there's not much you can do once we've wearing, serwin, losing, blaring. But I saw a man walking along and you know the way, you know, like you'll see like a guy listening to the thing and he'd be like, you know, like I'm playing the air drums. You know what I mean? This guy's walking along, going like this.
Fake DJing.
Fake scratching in the air. What the fuck was he listening to? He's just walking along.
Also,
he's just come out of JD and he's like, gotta eat pair of fucking sambas, mate. He's like, I've just been in the fresh garbage, mate, and I got myself a fucking glow-in-the-dark lip ring. Here we'll fucking go. And he's off work tomorrow because he doesn't work. There's something about that music. Where does that fit in your life?
Let me just run myself a bath here and put up, light some candles and we'll chill out now. Alright, sweetheart, let's make love. Let me put on some romantic tunes here for you a wee second. Love turns around, bare arse hanging out
because he's still got a CD player.
How long?
CD player.
And we just, what's that, bonkers?
There's also blue LED lights on it.
Bonkers, aye, how long?
It's the fucking worst.
Someone's funeral. Who's your favourite?
If you now join me in we're going to carry Stinky's body
out to the trailer in the back of Nova. This was his favourite song. If you would just bow your heads in silence for a couple of minutes and really take in the words because it really sums Stinky up. He's love you forever, brar.
One guy in front of the funeral procession, you know.
Chucking them in the ground, they're all throwing glow sticks in the way.
Oma Tender, that's where it's at.
Yeah?
Yeah, Oma Tender. Whoa. If you want to bang the girl that works in your chip shop, Oma Tender.
Yeah, that's a fucking gap in the market, I think, for...
Wait, hang on, where's the gap in the market? Banging girls that work in chip shops?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Chippyslits.com. It's a thing, done the usual, battered sausage, and you're like, I've already got a fucking battered sausage.
Can you have Chippyslits.com, brand new porn site?
Show us that fucking pasty. Crispy on the outside, pink in the middle.
Chippyslits.com. Show me that greasy cod.
Busty hair taking a cowboy supper.
Twins get a half and half.
BBW gets chips stuffing on the grill.
No onions or nothing. Yeah, Latina MILF eats goujons.
Oh, fucking hell. Oh, stop that, would you?
I can never fucking sleep. As soon as I go to bed, I'm like wide awake. But if I'm awake in the living room and you put on a fucking show about murder, oh my God, I've never been sleepier. Spend all night staring at the fucking ceiling. Can't sleep ever. And then I sit down and it's like, she shot him point blank in the back of the head. Turns out they found a shallow grave in the garden with 18 child bodies. That's the only way I can go to sleep now, just watching horrendous fucking murder shows. There was a chest freezer found in their garage full with child bodies. You could tell it was the murder was in rage because she stabbed him in the cock 47 times. The body was chopped up and put into a Nutribullet and whizzed up and poured down this. Never slept better in my life. If you watch Joe Rogan a lot, which I do, which everyone fucking does, he never shuts up about that ex machina or ex machina or whatever the fuck it is. Basically, the premise of this movie is there's a guy
works for this tech company, and the boss of the tech company, who has this compound in the middle of the fucking Jurassic Park island, is like, do you want to come out here? I've been building some AI. I've been building these girls, and you're a coder. I want you to work through these tests of like to see if this thing is like realistic or whatever. The guy's like, I know what you're wondering. You're wondering if you can fuck her. Yeah, she's got an opening. It's got sensors in there, so she will enjoy it. How fucking dude is that? Like, you couldn't get more dude than that. Yeah, we've built this purpose-built compound here in the fucking jungle to basically develop artificial intelligence. She's fully sentient and conscious and can make her own decisions and learns everything. Language has been mastered. Very realistic facial things. And of course she can put your dick in it, because otherwise why are we here? Yeah, the next stage of this will be the singularity, where you can't tell the difference between whatever, whatever. And of course it's got a blur. I didn't come the whole way to fucking Jurassic Park Island to build this fucking stupid bitch for to not have a fanny. You know, I'm not out here by myself working all day, crunching numbers all night, and I can't walk in and launch one into her in the morning. You know what I'm saying? No sperm donor, like fucking things you see in Japan. How Japanese is it to be like that efficient about coming? Oh, in the Japan, they did. But how many fucking sperm donation places are there anyway?
We get a lot of a customer come in to donate the sperm. And we get a queue. There's a queue of people. Too many people. And we think, how do we get rid of the people on their lunch break? There are 50 people have to do ejaculation. We get 50 dick suck machine. The machine will give you a blowjob.
You know, these guys on their fucking lunch break.
I will do my good deed for today. I will donate sperm.
You know, when you go up and it's like a little, it's like a pay booth for a fucking, for parking. Fire 50p in that. Slink, slink. Wee time comes up. Oh, you've got an R. Oh, no problem. Slide your cock in this thing.
Oh, back at the work.
So Japanese, everywhere else in the world is just like, go on in that rumour and pull a dick of yourself. And Japan's like,
no, we need to be crickery. It must be crickery to ejaculate. Put your dick in the machine.
And then they would develop one for Japan, and then they would develop like one, like a more Western one, which is like slightly deeper machine. the real slimline ones in Japan, because they've got wee tiny dicks. Get the Western one, you got a reasonable sized dick, slide it in there. And then the African model's like about as deep as a fucking, you know, vending machine.
Oh, this is an African model. The black men have a giant penis. Skins.
Been a great day, guys. Great podcast.
They don't really look like rappers. It's like being an emo now.
Well, it is. It's like emo goth rap. Now this is, you know, there's a lot of rap now with these fucking little peep ones and all, where it's all like, I'm staying on Friday, self-harming.
And he wants to mosh the fuck out of that.
Yeah, though. No. Dude, let me fucking take two diazepam and nap the fuck out in the corner.
Mindfulness!
Oh, fuck. Dude, you mind if I do a body scan in the corner and fucking...
Oh, my God.
I could have so handled that. Dude, you mind if I do a fucking... Dude, do you mind if I get on the stage and do a fucking, like, headspace app for 10 minutes?
Excuse me, Aaron.
Went to Boots and bought some fucking razor blades, and I don't need it to shave because I'm 12. My teacher disagrees with me. I was in maths. I'm really angry. Bitch, suck my dick. Never seen a bitch or had anyone suck my dick. Probably not gonna suck my dick because I don't wash. Pass me the razor blades. Ordered Southwest and it has no Southwest. Pass the razor blades. I'm gonna cut through my fucking tartan trousers. I would slit my wrists in the bath, but I would be risking having a bath. No thanks. Bitch is never gonna suck my dick. Ever. Cause I said the words, bitch, suck my dick. And that doesn't actually get your dick sucked anywhere. Pass the Wilkinson sword. It's a Hydro 5. Can't slit my wrists. Cause it's got a protective strip. And I can't slit my wrist. Suck my dick. No one's gonna suck my dick. Somebody get me a chamomile tea or some other sort of sedative.
I just watched an ad on TV that made me absolutely furious, okay? Check this out. This is an ad for Maltesers. I'll run you through what happens, right? Here's the crack. Girl in a wheelchair, you know, not a push one, the proper, like, nsk, nsk, right? She's sitting there. Let's break this down.
So, new boyfriend.
New boyfriend. She's got a new boyfriend. So, this is wokeness fucking itself in the ass here, right? Got a new boyfriend. Everyone's like, look at her being fucking sexually capable.
All right. And we are back at his...
Back at his...
Getting a little frisky.
Back at his getting a little frisky, okay?
My hands may have been wandering.
Her hands were wandering, okay? Feeling all over him, squeezing his cock.
Starting. Come on. And then I start having a spasm.
No. Now she starts having a spasm.
Which he misinterprets.
Which he misinterprets, okay? This is why we're in a very weird time. She literally just said, you know, we're fucking making out. My hands are wandering. Your hands aren't wandering unless they're touching genitals. You know what I mean? If someone like fucking, oh my God, his hand wandered onto my shoulder. That's not how. He's like, she was feeling his cock. Then she starts having a spasm, which he misinterprets. And as if she's going to go, oh no, no, no. I was just resting my hand on your dick.
So awkward.
So awkward. Then.
He wasn't complaining.
He wasn't complaining because it felt like a wank. And then she shakes the Maltesers. And then squirt. And he squirts Maltesers everywhere. What in the name of fuck did I just watch? I love a bit of filth. But this is essentially what happened there. Oh, I was with the new boyfriend the other night. Oh, is that right? I slipped the hand. Squeezing his dick a wee bit, and then I got a fucking seizure. He thought I was fucking wanking him off viciously. Oh my God, that's wild. Aye, fuck, he wasn't complaining. Jizzed all over the place. Do you want a chocolate? Huh? Is this gonna be all Maltesers fucking ads at the minute? Like, I was gonna fuck this girl on, she goes, oh, I'm on the blob, and I just went, ah, fuck, I'll stick it in anyway. Do you want a Freddo? Huh?
I was with a man the other night, and he was going down south with his mouth, and I neglected to tell him that I had, four falafel wraps for lunch, bit gassy, and guffed in his mouth. Raspberry ruffle.
Like, she's literally, like, doing the wanker sign on an ad for fucking chocolate. He wasn't complaining. Anyway, do you want a bit of, do you want the chocolate?
What in the utter fuckery is that ad like?
I was with a girl the other night, and the hands were wandering, and my whole fist found a way into a vagina. And I, tell you what, boys, I spasmed up, and bit of a spritzing. And needless to say, I had to buy a new laptop. Bounty. When you have a stubborn spillage.
Have you ever had your dick out at a doctor's? Or balls or anything? Balls or dick?
Aye, I did.
Did you?
Aye.
You want to go into it or?
I had a sore throat.
Mark went in there, full route, pulled it out, went, does that look like tonsillitis? I have athlete's foot, where's your cock out? I don't know.
I've got shingles.
Don't be even funny if you just took your bollocks out and you're like, I spray my ankle. I think,
have you a defibrillator?
I bet you a defibrillator to the dick feels boss. Just fucking
see
get
you hanging about spars now.
BBC News, a man in a outside a film station has kicked the defibrillator off the wall and is pictured here resuscitating his taint. Well, master. That's us now.
That's us now.
That's us now. That's my new character, the Dalek fucking spy.
That's us now. That's us now. Curry TJ Chip. That's us now. Primark. Primark jammies. Cut my pee. That's us now.
Don't kill me.
What is it about the pre-war jammies? Just like yummy mummies in Belfast love?
Because they're fucking stitched together by a Taiwanese blind child and you can get fucking 8 pairs for a tenner.
My family smells like chips. It's us now.
Yeah, that's a fucking 13-year-old with 2 kids.
Hurry up. I'm going to miss the bus and I still have to buy my mummy's meat. It's honey fest burst. for the child. Fucking had to buy a child new pair of Air Max 90s.
Can't afford to feed the cunt. Know what I mean? Can you eat an air bubble?
Ass die.
Gross. There's a website called Blurt. Welcome to Blurt, increasing awareness and understanding of depression.
What's depression? Well, I'll tell you what. A bit of Blurt will fucking help your depression. You hear, you feeling down? Get a bit of Blurt in your face. You'll fucking perk right up.
I feel depressed and anxious. Well, I would like to prescribe you a fucking handful of Blurt.
I've actually done work for their partner company. It's called Chuck.
Support Blurt. Find out more.
Oh my goodness.
Oh dear.
Support Blurt. Get that on a t-shirt immediately.
Do you enjoy a bit of country music? If so, who do you like? I think it's illegal to make a good video for a country music song. Listen, mate, we've got the fucking top-notch guys here coming down, coming over from London. They've got all the latest gear. The guys, red cameras, fucking rigs and all, completely smooth gimbal movements and all. We've got cranes. You know, we'll do a lot of hyperlapses, a lot of cool fucking, you know, fucking speed ramps and transitions and whatnot. And he's like, let me stop you there. I want you to get a fucking sharp view cam. And I want you to film in poor light the shittest video you... Fades? I want one transition. And I want it to be a fucking slow fade. Fade out. A nice dissolve. And then we'll fade back in to me near a horse. And then we'll fade out of that. And I'll be playing guitar by myself. And then we'll fade out of that to some feet jiving. And then we'll fade back out of that. And I'll just be pondering in a field. And the song will indefinitely be about girls that is made up. With weird combos, you know, she's got dark hair. No, it's a weirder combo than that. She's got African American skin and she's got a ginger afro and her eyes are blue and she's got gills and her feet are made of flippers. I'm going to a place in America that I'll... Singing about a place in America that'll definitely never be for I got a wee touch of a fucking charge. For an old hashtag me too, and I can't leave the country because I don't have a passport, but I'll see you in Virginia. Only joking. Tyrone, dreaming about Mississippi. Dreaming about Mississippi, got Mississippi blues. I'll never fucking go because I'm feared of flying, but Mississippi happens to be a burger shop in Cookstown. I don't know if it is, but I just made that up.
It's so shit!
Why is it so shit? You see, that's kind of badass. Not the other guy, like,
you grab her hand and you spin her around and you maybe try and kiss her and find out that and something else and his brother's fucking his sister.
Why am I talking about that? How did I even get on this? Why, the guy asked a question. Okay, we move on. Great scenery, went up in a cable car, people stink, you know?
That's what
you forget when you get a lot of people crammed into like a cable car. You're like, I'm the only one washes here. The German's like, it's okay, it is bad for the environment if you wear deodorant. People are so European, aren't they?
Oh yeah.
You're like, you're wearing those like acid washed diesel jeans and a pair of silver boxing shoes.
It's class. It's like,
how could you not be Russian?
Stopped.
What would be a good idea if I might get my eyebrow pierced?
So 90s, nothing changed.
But it's funny because when you
have you heard the new band Venga Boys? I'm a Barbie girl, different band, but whatever. In the Barbie world, life is... I'm going to wear a string vest that says 86.
And they, you know, it's, they don't even know what the t-shirt says. So it says like, boys wear
91. Very cool in my country. I wear a belt with studs. Very cool, yes. I have two watches. 50-year-old man, I get belly button pierced for when I go to raves. I have no hair here, but bald around side, but I still get highlights and put in spikes. Why would I spend money on haircut when I can grab and pull all up like a troll and just slice with knife and it falls down perfectly like a monk. Easy peasy, £5 in my pocket.
Better in my pocket than in your pocket. Why spend money on that? My wife needs more lip injection. I will not waste money on haircut. I pull all hair down, get a piece of duct tape, put it around like this, and then take a lighter, burn around in a circle, and then I have perfect bowl cut.
So European. And they always bring their own food in a bat, you know? I couldn't possibly.
I will not eat normal chips. Let me open bag of cooked livers. I'm in cable car. I must eat fermented shark skin.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the Gender Banter podcast on today, the 16th of fucking April, 2019. Are we on our ninth attempt to try to record? Yes, we are.
We try to be good, you know. We try to fucking get up and be productive and,
yep,
you know, get up early.
And the machines let us down!
See, when people are like, oh, the machines are going to take over. I wish they fucking would.
The machines will take over.
Once you spoon feed them fucking assistants.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about robots taking over when we can't even get a fucking mic to work, right? Like,
hey, you've got everything plugged in. What's this noise? Glad I paid all that money for all this equipment. Anyone out there want to be a fucking podcast producer for a fee of nothing money?
This is going to be a very angry podcast today.
No, it's going to be great.
By the way, thoughts on everyone at Coachella wearing the best outfits?
What about them wearing the best outfits?
Yeah, it gives me anxiety because, like, I'll not wear shoes today because it's too rainy. I'll not wear my nice shoes, like. But at Coachella, everyone's wearing, like, full-blown, like, two nice outfits. And you're in a fucking campsite, like.
The whole thing is, like, if Instagram came to life.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's, you're there, basically, in your stupid outfit to be photographed.
I'd look like such a tramp, but I'd throw on my fucking, like, Oma Academy's Leavers hoodie and a pair of Lonsdales and jump into a mosh pit.
I bet you if you wore a full GAA strip, they'd be like, what is this? Vintage sports gear. I love it. What is that? Is that Ralph Lauren? What is that? Oh, it's Kalashal Miners? I don't even know what the fuck that is. Because Begley says it a lot. Oh my goodness, what are the Fintna fucking whatever the fucks?
Oh my god, the Cullybacky Cougars. Away jersey.
You went to see 1975 the other week?
I did.
How was that?
Me and my sister Susie.
Something,
it was
something two times. Nym, 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 three times.
And the other classic. That one. That sounds like a cat on a fucking broken Casio.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, sorry, I what's did not called? Think of that. Give yourself a try.
Just everything that I do, who knows what it is.
Just give yourself a bath, Manny. How about that?
Give myself a wash.
Give yourself a fucking a wipe. Is this the dude whose dad was on Benidorm and his mom pulled her tits out on fucking...
Yep.
How did they make such a cool guy? So, my favourite band, the 1975, and... their favorite song, Give Yourself a Wash. Hey, have you heard the 1975? They are class. Have you heard the song, Taking Drugs in a Car, Taking a Shit in Your Cat, Buttering My Cock? How big around is Aaron's head?
It's the right size, like.
I'm measuring it.
No, do you actually have a measuring tape? On disposal? What are you on about, from like left ear to right ear, or what?
Take your headphones up. So I'll just go from the middle, right?
Alright.
Get mine there. Let me see. This is a bit rough.
Okay. Roughly, what's my head?
So.
I've actually kind of wanted to know this for a while. See if I can get like a claim or something. Or benefits of some degree.
So that's a 12 inch the whole way around. And that's about another inch. So, yeah, about 23 inches around. So there you go. The big questions answered here at the General Butter Podcast. Do you like thin pizza? Or what size is Aaron McKeown's fucking loaf? Abducted in plain sight.
Yeah.
It made me angry. They were so stupid. I was like, nope. Apart from the children. But like, and then I did the worst thing I ever did.
Yeah.
I wouldn't touch your dick. If you were handcuffed and you were like, there's a dog biting my dick.
I love how he's like, you know, it was the worst thing I ever did. And then it's like, oh yeah, but you let your child fucking, you know, sleep with a rapist for 6 months, you fucking dick. I've never watched someone before that goes 0 to 100 so quickly.
where it's like, yeah, you know, Mr. Bird Eye, you know, he come over to the family barbecues and he was a real family friend. And it's like, oh, he's took your daughter, he's read your wife, and you've fucking pulled him off in the car. I don't know if I buy that too, where it's like, you know, he was just so charismatic and you just kind of do whatever he said. And it's like, what level of, I've never met someone who had a level of charm where
you would do whatever they said.
Yeah, they could, you could get away with that. Like, at some point you're going, fuck off, you weird cunt.
He was a nice man, so obviously I let him rape my children. He was so charming, I let him tie me up, pretend I was a fucking alien, and fuck me in the butt. He was very nice. He would come in, make some sandwiches, and he would say, now remember, I'm very charming. Therefore, everything I'm about to do, you can't say no to. Now, tell me what school your daughter goes to, because I'm going to pretend that I'm from Avatar and fuck her in the mouth. Fucking idiots.
But they come up, like, over here, you're like, aye, fucking, your man up the road there came down and painted the house and wouldn't take any money for it, so let him fucking ride the wheels there.
Hey, sure, you fucking realigned the wheels in the car there. And I says, do you want money for it? And he goes, not at all. And I was like, well, here, there's two Wayne's up in the cot up there. Well, I'll tell you what, Jimmy, I'll give you a wank before you go. He says to me, I'll not take money off you. I'll not take money. And I says, well, here, come here. I have a hand going spare here.
Thanks for the left home here. There's 20 quid. No, I was coming up that way anyway. No, here, take the 20 quid. No, I'm coming down your road anyway. Let me wank you off.
Get that dick out there. Get that dick out.
You know, like, you know when people over here rye over money, like he's trying to get out of the car and he's pulling them back by the dick.
Nah, come here, fuck's sake, don't be stupid. Nah, it's nothing, sure. Well, fuck, it's a bit of relief. Fuck, you got it. I got you last time, sure. It was your round. It's my round. It's my round, sure.
Right, here, I'll buy the car for you, but you can whack me off after. Like,
no, I'll pay for it. I've got my own money.
No.
No. I would be embarrassed if I went home with wanking you off. I couldn't look you in the eye next time if I didn't fucking empty your bag for you tonight. Come on. Just a couple of lads out for a carvery.
You're hardly going to go back to your mother's and tell her you didn't get fucking wanked off my house. Jesus Christ. Fuck's sake. What kind of rearing have you in you anyway? Are you red right, you bastard? If I don't spunk on this fucking carpet, how am I going to go home to the fucking outlaw? Like?
Jesus She'll Christ. Check. She'll check. Have you come home, we had coming. Fuck's sake, I'll not be able to... I'll be able to show my face in town.
Why can't Northern Ireland have strip clubs? Is there like a thing we don't have?
Because the type of girl that would be a fucking professional stripper over here would put you off sex for life.
Welcome to Milkers!
Doot, 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 doot. And then a wee fucking shout out goes out. That was fucking superstar, you know it well. And just a quick shout out to Graham in the back there. We've run out of black pudding here at the buffet.
Up next in the pool! Tanya, wait. Trisha on placement there. She's a placement student and, you know, we'll get the wear out of her.
That is not shite on her arse cheek. That is, in fact, a birthmark. Good girl.
Staff announcement. We've run out of beans at the fucking buffet, so if you could go easy on that, put her in fifth gear and we'll be back in a second here.
I need a pish. Here's Stairway to Heaven.
Just been informed the pole has fucking rusted, so if you can put an advert in Gumtree for us to get somebody down to fucking take a look at her and get some WD-40 on the bastard. Congratulations to our Facebook like and share competition winner, Richard Hall. You've earned yourself a free lap dance and a fucking two-piece fry, so happy days, mate.
And £50 worth of vouchers for Harvey Norman.
And that's an association with Carpet Right.
Shawnee's got her carpet right today, as in she's had it waxed off. Good girl.
For an extra £20 in the lap dance, we'll give you refillable CNC lemonade glasses. You fill your tumbler up as much as you like. There you go, Marie. Just a quick shout out. There is a Vauxhall Vector out the back. YZV2836. You've parked over the back delivery door. And there's a lot of rashers coming in. So if you could kindly remove the car. Here's bits and pieces. Bits and pieces is the name of our amputee stripper.
Next Sunday, we're hosting a family day. There'll be a bouncy castle and a mechanical bull. Sponsored, of course, by the co-op. Please throw paper money only, because one of our last dancers has to miss 2 weeks of work because she got hit in the face with £17 worth of £2 coins.
Slippers now have contactless on their holes. If you would like to up the payment a wee bit, hold it over the dot till it beeps. And that's it. Shauna is performing the dance tonight and would also like to mention that she's selling her car. You want to speak to her afterwards? She'll give you a good price. On a Seat Leon.
The strippers are and I accepting payment in the form of red diesel.
We'll be passing around a jerry can. Mixing it up here a bit. Here's Deirdre, our oldest stripper here. And talk about fucking arthritis. She is in fact feeling it. Speaking of melting, we're now doing a baked potato over at the buffet. I've turned the aircon up a wee bit too, and I'm feeling it too. Got sweat dripping down my shins. And just shout out to Donna, if you could be wrapped up before the Liverpool match starts at 9. Nobody wants to see tits when they're trying to see football. We're going to have to do another question here.
I could do that all day.
Before we run out of fucking tape.